Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams, Brian Wakeling, Game Bureau Chief, for the record. We have a couple of proposed translocations that we want to bring before the commission this morning. The first is the proposal to consider moving some bighorn sheep into the Little Belt Mountains. This is an area where we have tried a relocation prior. There are actually a few sheep that are kind of remaining in the area, but they're not, single digit numbers of animals. They haven't been growing much at all, to the point where we essentially consider this a reintroduction, not an augmentation. We have prepared this proposal, and our intent is to seek the commission's endorsement that we would then develop an environmental assessment whereby we would take public comment and public scoping on the proposal and look to try to implement within the next year. Be glad to try to address any question the commission may have on that.
Thank you. I'd like to go ahead and call for, I don't have my cover sheet up, I apologize.
I would make a motion if you wish, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, thank you, Rich.
I move to endorse the department's proposal to conduct an environmental assessment of a bighorn sheep reintroduction to the Little Belt Mountains as presented.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I had extensive conversations with Corey Lechner, the wildlife manager from Region 4, and also Gary Bertolotti, the supervisor there. And I wholeheartedly support this endeavor. There are some concerns, but I think Corey told me last night that the sheep that are there now are probably some that had migrated in from the area we're looking to transplant some others from. And that kind of addresses some of the other issues then of not contaminating what is there, because they're already showing up with the titers that can cause problems.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions, or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I was just curious if Mr. Wakeling or Mr. Kuzula might be able to tell us, is this funded by the Bighorn Sheep auction tag dollars, or another way of casting that is, how are those auction dollars spent, and do they help projects like this?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byarth, Brian, I'll jump in front of you if you're okay with that. The short answer, Commissioner Byarth, is yes. This is precisely the kind of thing that those auction dollars are available for. That is to say, those things that, for want of a better way to put it, kind of above and beyond the normal survey and inventory efforts that we put on the ground from one year to another, and this obviously being a great example of that. And of course, I wanna also add, if I may, when you're talking about auction dollars, in the case of the sheep auction dollars, there's long history of the National Wild Sheep auctioning that license off, and when you look at the history of the sales there, there's undoubtedly more than a little bit of capacity there that those dollars at those auction prices represent. So I want to thank that partner, and then of course also want to make the distinction that a lot of the conversations about sheep in Montana right now include Montana wild sheep, the Montana affiliate. So they're there as partners, and Montana's, I would say, unique in the regard that in a lot of our bighorn sheep conversations, there's also the Montana Wool Growers Association. They're working hard with us as well to figure out how to move forward on this. So that's a long-winded answer. Sorry for the liberty taken. In short, yes, auction dollars are coming to bear here to one logistical end or another.
Thank you.
Further comment from the commission? This is an endorsement for an EA to go out, but we will take comments. So if you've been waiting to give comment, please hit *9 and Katie will recognize you and you'll be admitted into the meeting. We have a phone number ending in 432.
Yeah, this is Brian Solon. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Okay. Name's Brian Solon. Chairman Colton, members of the commission, Director Williams, Brian Solon, S-O-L-A-N. I'm executive director of Montana Wild Sheep. Just a little bit of background history. It's been quite a few years since a new herd transplant was attempted in Montana. The last successful one was that 2007-2008 timeframe in the Greenhorn and Gravelies. I believe the last attempt was the Bridgers in 13 or perhaps the Caverns in 14. The bottom line is these are, they're tough. The easy ones have been done and completed. So there's a lot of challenges and moving forward with the sheep plan that attempted to put five new herds in 10 years. And the last one has been, 13 years ago. So I want to commend Region 4 for really doing a great job in putting this together, Corey Lickers, Jay Colby, in reaching out to the landowners in the area, touching base with the wool growers, understanding the risks, and trying to find a path forward to put some more sheep on the mountain. They've really done a great job with this one. And, from our group standpoint, we are committed as far as support, as well as funding, we're available to help with some advanced GPS collaring and to potentially even try to do a region-wide or larger sort of research project that may include this, the Tendoys, Little Belts, Bridgers, and the Greenhorns as well. So well done, and just wanted to extend the support.
Thank you, Mr. Solon, and thank you for your work with the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and the assistance you always provide. Further public comment? Ending in 933.
Yeah, this is Kurt Alt with the Conservation Director for the Wild Sheep Foundation for Montana and International Programs out of Bozeman. I also work directly for the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation as well, and it's hard to follow Brian Solon and all he said. I just want to voice not only Montana's, but also the National Wild Sheep Foundation's overall support for all the reasons and all the aspects that Brian has mentioned. And we really want to commend, National really wants to commend the Montana effort between the Montana Wild Sheep and Montana wool growers and coming together to look at these issues, to try to develop an approach that will develop or create some opportunities to do effective separation. As Brian mentioned, those four areas we view as a really important place to do this work. I might follow up that both you should have received letters from both the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and the Wild Sheep Foundation regarding this issue and with broader explanations to come in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Gert. Always good to hear from you. Sorry, I missed your phone calls earlier. I hope you're well.
Good.
Further public comment?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that is it.
Okay, back to the commission. Any further discussion or comment?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to flag what the commenters both just said, is that this is a partnership with the Montana Sheep Growers and the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and FWP. In my estimation, that's a huge partnership. When we can get domestic sheep growers together with advocates for wild sheep, we can't do much better than that. So I'm really proud of their efforts and congratulations.
Amen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to follow up with that. I know Corey told me that they met with the wool growers and some of their officers and whatnot. And in regards to what Pat and Tim both said, if we can have those discussions and moving forward, we're in a lot better place and we'll accomplish a lot more than if we're not bringing those parties to the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Stinger. Any further comments? I just would restate all those, and again, say thank you and to Region 4 and especially Corey for his efforts on this. It's exciting. I've always wanted to, you know, to see one through to fruition, and this one seems as close as any that we've had in front of us, and it's the good work of the department, and the special thanks to the wool growers and leadership there for cooperation. And so I hope we can move at a decent speed on this. Seeing no other comments, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next little belt, Martin.